Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
It's a very Kate Brown Christmas, says this story today on Oregon Watchdog. Why is it that Kate Brown is Oregon's most unpopular governor ever? In the history of Oregon poll taking, there's a fascinating story about this. In the Willamette Week, a very Kate Brown Christmas. Now, leftist Willamette Week is lamenting the, and this entire story is written from the leftist perspective. They are genuinely they can't understand why Kate Brown, who has had this long list of leftist accomplishments, they can't understand why she is the most unpopular governor in the entire country, folks. According to a brand new poll, Morning Consult, her approval ratings are the lowest of any governor in the nation. She's number 50 out of 50 governors. Now, here's the question. What kind of an opportunity is this for us as conservatives? No, I'm serious. Now, add to the fact that Joe Biden may be pulling down every Democrat's poll numbers, along with Kate Brown doing it in Oregon. And that's the whole genesis of this story, a very Kate Brown Christmas. Oregonians are shunning America's least popular governor. Okay. But why is it? And therein lies the opportunity. Yes, it's one thing to say that she is Oregon's most unpopular governor ever. And it's another thing to say that she is the least popular governor of all American governors in all 50 states. She's number 50. She's the worst. Now, those are actually two different things, right? But again, the question is why? And then the question becomes, if you couple that with Joe Biden, do you get a tsunami that allows a conservative to actually get elected governor of Oregon? So to understand that, then you got to understand something else. You got to understand why. Why, and that's what this story's about. Why is Kate Brown Oregon's most unpopular governor ever? And does it drag down Democrats? Now, look, folks, here is the whole purpose of this show, wrapped up in a nutshell. It's easy. It's easy to understand. It's easy to put into play. And here's what it is. You get the opportunity every day to influence people in your world. That's what the show's about. It's what I hope you take seriously. In your world, there are persuadable people. You could ask them this question. There's this story in Willamette Week about how Oregon, Kate Brown is the most unpopular governor of all governors in the country. Yet she's had this long list of leftist successes. If she's been so successful, why is she so unpopular? Now, that might be a great way to get a conversation started, but more importantly, it's going to be huge for the political consultants, of which I am one, to be able to understand why and then use that. And this is what this story is about. They're trying to understand why. Why is Kate Brown so unpopular? They don't get it. Again, this story in the Willamette Week is written from a leftist perspective. So here's the question. Why do you think she is so unpopular? Why do you think, or do you think, that quite frankly, this could drag down and lose, and this is what this story says, this could cause Kate Brown, could cause the Democrats to lose the governorship for the first time in 34 years. What do you think? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Now, I don't think it matters that Newt Bueller endorsed Betsy Johnson yesterday. Why? Newt's a total loser. He does excel at one thing. And I like Newt. He replaced my mother's knee. I have respect for his ability as a doctor and a surgeon because he's really quite good. And I mean that sincerely. But I don't like the fact that he repudiated virtually everything that the Republican Party, or I as a conservative, more importantly, believes in. Now, that cost him his run for the Republican primary in Congress, and it should have. And it wasn't just being anti-Trump. And the story that's about that today says that, you know, he tried to repair that. He's a hypocrite. But so is Kate Brown. The story, and by the way, Dale, thanks for the text message. Dale, the story we talked about yesterday, you know, Kate Brown shown at that fundraiser. Well, there's another story today that Tina Kotek was shown at the same fundraiser back in D.C., also maskless. Okay? Now, this was an Oregonian story, folks, not just Oregon Watchdog. And Dale writes this, is we're all full of sin, but when you stand on a mountaintop and trumpet to the world that your sin is a virtue, you're an abomination. Yes, it's called hypocrisy. Dale's right about that. But this was so bad that the governor's office yesterday, and this is what the Oregon Catalyst story about Tina Kotek also being maskless, said, now get this, this is how they excused it. Actually, they told this to K2 News. Quote, Governor Brown went further and remained masked during the event, except when giving her acceptance speech, eating, or taking pictures with attendees, unquote. But then one of the few things that the Oregon Senate Republicans do well, believe me, it is one of the few things, because generally, you know, half of them are conservative, the other half are rhinos. They sell us out in a heartbeat for money. Anyway, they published a Twitter picture of Kate Brown in the background, sitting there talking with some folks. In fact, nobody at this event was masked. You look in this picture, you don't see anybody wearing a mask. And Kate Brown's not wearing a mask. She's just sitting at a table talking to some guy. So, again, they're engaged in damage control and they lie. Now, everybody kind of expects politicians to lie, right? This is what's refreshing and was refreshing about Trump. He told you like it is. Do you think that Kate Brown's unpopularity is because she's a hypocrite? Because she lies? There's another story here that a group of lawmakers have put out a report that Kate Brown exercised little oversight over tardy efforts to launch paid leave. So in other words, the public's perception, and this is why I go back to understanding why she's so unpopular. We need to understand why, because that then is the key for you to persuade a persuadable person. And frankly, for political consultants, to reinforce those negative things on any Democrat who believes what Kate Brown believes and is running on those issues. She is all smoke and mirrors. She's all talk and no action. She mouths support for things, and that's what this story talks about. It's also what the Willamette Week story talks about. COVID. Any number of other things that have been highly controversial. I'm telling you, friends, this is why you should be optimistic. And I mean it. When you get Joe Biden's unpopularity continuing to grow and affect Democrats, there's serious talk in Washington, D.C. about how to get rid of Kamala Harris before Joe Biden resigns. Now, when's the last time? Have you ever heard that? No. Why? Because she is every bit as unpopular as Joe Biden is, Kamala Harris. And she's every bit as unpopular as Kate Brown. When you couple Kate Brown's unpopularity and the reasons behind it with what's coming out of D.C., it is the perfect storm, the perfect opportunity for you and I to win back liberty. Common sense. What do you think? Why is Kate Brown so unpopular? Do you think it truly changes the governor's race, even with Betsy Johnson in there? 503-589-1220. The Power of Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Thanks to Tim for sending me the story about another federal judge yesterday blocked Biden's vaccine mandate nationwide, and this is specifically for government contractors. This is the third time in a little over a week, folks, that federal judges have blocked Biden's vaccine mandate. That is not good for Kate Brown. Is that one of the reasons why Kate Brown is so unpopular? But somebody who is popular is Rebecca Donaldson. She won the Best of the Willamette Valley. So you know what? If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, maybe you ought to call her, because she's really good at what she does. 503-269-0747. 503-269-0747. Or look at her website, RebeccasGotHouses.com. It's all one word, RebeccasGotHouses.com. Some other interesting emails that I received. One of them, I hope I'm going to try to get to today. It's entitled, Jesus, Not a Wimp. Lots to talk about here today. What do you think? Why is Kate Brown so unpopular? Will it make a difference in your 620 back in a moment?
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Why is Kate Brown Oregon's? In fact, she's the nation's most unpopular governor. She's number 50 out of 50. According to this morning consult poll. Why? She's had all these incredible left-wing successes, according to this Willamette Week article, which doesn't understand it. Well, let me give you another piece of the puzzle here. And I will in just a moment. First, need to remind you, Freedom Heating and Air is this great company based out of Salem, been here for the Mid-Valley area well over 40 years. They do a great job in taking care of their customers. They pride themselves on emergency services. You know what? If your heat pump breaks down and it's cold, or your furnace, then come out and fix it right away. And you've heard people both call this radio station or send me emails, and I've read them, about how great they are as a company. Because they're a great company and they take care of their customers, they need more employees. So either way, whether you need their help to make your life better, or you want to go to work for a company that'll make your life better, give them a call. 503-580-1456. 580-1456. Check out their website at freedomheatingandair.net. freedomheatingandair.net. What's wrong with Portland? Oregon Business Report. Again, this is on OregonWatchdog.com. Says, what's wrong with Portland? Now, this article tells us what's wrong with Portland, kind of in a backhanded way. Therefore, kind of why Kate Brown and the Democrats are so unpopular. Now, this article is written by the Oregon Office of Economic Analysis by Josh Lerner, the state economist, if you will. This is not a Republican article. You understand that? It talks about how Portland led the nation coming out of the last Great Recession. Amongst the 100 largest metro areas, Portland ranked in the top 10 for high wage growth, median household income gains, and increases in educational attainment. The region's urban core also transformed physically, with numerous apartments, hotels, and offices helping create an attractive place to live, work, and play. This cycle, he writes, is different. During a pandemic, urban amenities like walkable neighborhoods, clusters of knowledgeable workers, turn into disamenities. Portland is now the worst performing regional economy in the state. And get what he blames it on. Quote, the primary reason is the lack of in-person activities that cities normally thrive on. And of course, they blame that on more individuals working from home because of COVID, and business travel is just now starting to pick up. Urban cores to date are not quite themselves. There just aren't as many individuals going out to eat, window shopping, or staying in hotels. Why? Why is that? Well, there's another story that tells us why. Because the streets of Portland are crime-ridden. They are run by Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Because people like Ted Wheeler and Kate Brown have said, hands off to Antifa. But in San Diego, it's a different story. There's a story on Breitbart. Here's the headline. Antifa groups charged with violently countering the California Patriot March. Prosecutors in San Diego, maybe in its first of a kind, according to this article, have actually charged Antifa with violently attacking pro-Patriot people. The cops arrested 8 of them. They were arraigned Monday in San Diego Superior Court. They were self-identified as anti-fascist or Antifa. Here's what's unique. They charged them under the conspiracy statute. It is thought, the article writes, to be one of the first cases to use conspiracy charges. In this instance, conspiracy to commit riot. To focus on alleged members of Antifa. Criminal complaint said the defendant's charge started the criminal conspiracy by liking and sharing a January 2nd social media post about direct action. calling for a counter protest. And they the videos show them attacking, just like they attacked me and the group of Christians on the Portland waterfront. This is conspiracy. This, my point is, this is standing up for the law. Portland's one of the most unpopular places now. Why? What's wrong with Portland, the story says. Because people do not feel safe in Portland. That's what Josh Lerner is missing here. Oh, yeah, I know he's an economic analysis, but folks, because in-person activities, why aren't in-person activities happening? Well, because you have a tyrannical governor, an effectless, spineless mayor who put in place all of these restrictions that make in-person activities really hard. And then you turn on the Antifa machine. They run the streets of Portland. People don't feel safe in their neighborhoods, as Antifa has repeatedly shown up in neighborhoods. They've rioted, they've assaulted people, and nobody gets arrested. That's why Portland. That's why what is wrong with Portland. People don't feel safe, and poll after poll shows it. And now you're starting to hear more and more about this. And in fact, you've seen Bud Pierce making it a 100% turnaround from his initial campaign direction to basically parroting everything Jim Huggins has been saying from the beginning. It's about public safety. And you're starting to hear other Republicans say that. And you hear Betsy Johnson say it. Is that why Kate Brown is Oregon's most unpopular governor ever and the worst in the nation? Does it matter, in your opinion, in your world, does it matter? The upcoming governor. 6:30, back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It is great to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Jeff at KSLM.news. Like the one from Linda in Albany. She says, Democrat tyranny. The virus has exposed the tyrannical tendencies of Democrats. Fortunately, the virus of tyranny has spread to the Republicans. I follow politics closely and have for several decades. I am even shocked at the Republicans and how little they have done for their Republican base and constituencies clear across the country. When we try to call Republican offices, their mailboxes are full, or they don't answer the phone, so you can call and call and call, nothing. I started sending postcards again. Ooh, that's a great idea. Don't you think? I think so. So, if you're just joining us, folks, here's what we're talking about. And William, hang on, I'll get to you in just a second. Kate Brown, in this story, in Willamette Week, they lament and they ask the question, why is she the nation's most unpopular governor in the entire country? Why? They don't understand, because they say she's this long list of wonderful leftist accomplishments. So I'm asking the question, and they're asking too. They're worried that it's going to maybe, for the first time in 34 years, put a Republican or maybe independent Betsy Johnson in the governor's office. That it has all kinds of down-ticket coattails that are not good for Democrats and for leftists. Why do you think she's most unpopular? And do you think you could have conversations? You could ask that question with persuadable people in your world. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talking. There's other things out there that we can talk about. But this is critical to us in our world here in Oregon, to your world. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am, Jeff at KSLM.news. Let's go to William. William, good morning. Your thoughts.
How are you?
I'm fantastic.
My comment to your question is she is a nitwit. She's educated, but she's real world stupid. She doesn't have no common sense.
Well, you're right about that. But you have to give her her due, don't you, that she's really good at being a tyrannical leftist as a governor.
Is she really that good at it? Or she could be worse at it. I mean, worse for us, better for her.
Well, it is. It's worse for liberty. But, you know, look, when William, when you've got the press in your pocket defending you every, you know, 10 ways to Sunday in the state, and you've got the courts handpicked. And by the way, the story acknowledges that she's handpicked the courts. Okay. That when you've got them defending you, it's the perfect storm to take away our liberty. So let me ask you that question. Do you think liberty and the loss of liberty under Kate Brown is one of those reasons why she's so unpopular?
Well, yeah. I mean, sure. Sorry, I don't have a better answer for that.
Well, all right. So the next thing then is liberty, or all these things that make Kate Brown so unpopular, once we understand what they are, are they the things that make a difference in the long run? Or are we just, as Oregonians, are we just so used to this kind of tyranny, we just accept it like they do in California, like they do in Illinois, like they do in New Jersey and New York? What do you think?
Well, how they cook a frog, right? Well, we're kind of a frog right now. Some of us figured it out.
I feel froggy sometimes. I feel that way about the Republican Party, and that's why I think Kate Brown has been so disrespectful of liberty, is because she knows the Republicans in this state are completely inept and are incapable of doing anything about it. Hence the rise of Betsy Johnson. So let me ask you this. Do you think Betsy Johnson, as an independent, could literally win the governorship?
I'm not sure on that one. Don't know her. Don't know enough about her.
Well, fair enough. Do you know enough about any of the Republicans, or do you just not like or trust the Republicans?
I don't like or trust the Republicans, but who I'd like to see run for governor, is everybody could get behind him, is the guy that got booted out of the court, not the courthouse, but the Capitol, for leaving the door open.
Mike Nierman.
I'd like to see him run for governor, win, and then tell him, guess what? I'm back.
That would be somewhat poetic justice, wouldn't it be, William?
Well, it'd be more than poetic justice. I mean, if he obviously realizes that we need to be in the court while all this stuff is going on to see what's going on, he knows way more than what's going on. I don't know. Sorry, getting a little sidetracked.
No. I mean, you're being honest about that. I mean, what you're expressing is this frustration that we have with both political parties and us as conservatives with the Republican Party. And the thing that I question, that I just don't see how it's there yet. Maybe there's polling that shows it. I haven't seen it, if there is, William, but that an independent can beat up on both parties and use that as the ability to get enough votes to become governor. I just, you know, there's a dissatisfaction there. There's a distrust. If you learned enough about Betsy Johnson, do you think she could get your vote?
Oh, yeah. I just haven't had time to do it. I drive truck 14 hours a day, and I'm home for 10 hours, and then I just get up and start all over again.
Well, I appreciate you doing that, brother. Be safe out there. William, thanks for the call. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Julie writes me an email about Kate Brownshirt. Number one, she confuses leadership with bullying. Not having leadership abilities, she is a bully. Like Kamala Harris, she has an inability to get along with people. She bullies people. I hope she does not replace normal communication with cackling. Number three, several years ago, she gave a commencement speech when she discussed her sex life. Number four, she has contempt for those who have core values of morality and decency because she seems to have none. Let's go, Brandon. There you go. Before I go back to the phones, let me remind you, Pfeiffer Roofing has this new great product called RoofMax, and you can only get it from them. It's the soybean-based product that gets sprayed on your asphalt shingle roof. And it gives it new life. It extends the life of it at a fraction of the cost of a new roof. So if you're not ready for a new roof, but you know you're kind of in a roof, maybe not in good shape, give them a call. They'll come out and give you a free estimate to see if your roof is a candidate for Roof Max. 503-647-4725. 503-647-4725. Or check out the great video they have on their website, pfeifferroofing.com. That's P-F-E-I-F-E-R, roofing.com. P-F-E-I-F-E-R, roofing.com. To Art and then to Jim. Art, go.
Hey, Jeff. Good morning.
Morning.
Well, one of the main reasons Kate so far down is she's the lame duck and all the things that she has personally done to this Kate. And therefore, it's just natural for her to be down on the list because she's leaving and a lot of the governors that are getting ranked are probably either still governors or can still be reelected. And then, of course, a Democrat isn't going to be honest in any survey with a governor that's their party and going to be in office longer. So I think that's one of the main reasons Kate has gone so low. But I tell you, I'm still really concerned about who we're going to nominate in the Republican Party to run because there's so many candidates and we may end up with a less than adequate nominee like we ended up with Newt Beeler. And then people will maybe vote for Beth Johnson. So we've seen it happen a lot, Jeff, in this state, and I think it's happening again.
Well, we have, and, you know, that's the unfortunate part about it. Thanks, Art. I appreciate, you know, honest assessment there. Jim, go. Good morning.
We have a representative government, and she's not representing the people anymore. She's representing who's ever controlling her, which is hard to understand, but the powers that be. She's a puppet, and they're just seeing how far to the left they can swing. They control both parties, so they'll swing back the other way. We really don't have representative anymore. We have rich people controlling the poor people, which is a form of communism or dictatorship. You know, it's pretty obvious she's a dictator. And the party is like, you know, the school districts, Matt, that's her party. And then everybody else is the slaves or serfs.
I think you just encapsulated what a lot of people are feeling. Thanks, Jim. It's 6:48, folks. Back in a moment. What do you think?
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. Now, Jim has hit on one of the key opportunities as to why Kate Brown is unpopular. But let's explore how to exploit the opportunity. And another one of our great unnamed state employees, yeah, gives us the key to that. Friends, I do want to remind you before I read you that email, righteousrenovations.com. That's Eric Azor's company. This guy lives his faith in his work. They do handyman and remodeling services. One of the things that they specialize in is bathroom remodeling, kitchen remodeling. They do other things too, tile work, window door trim, door and window installation, decks, fences. And they've got great pictures here and customer testimonials. The important thing is that you can, with confidence, hire Righteous Renovations and their team to come into your home and not make your life miserable, and make your life better by doing what you want, because that's what they specialize in. And again, read the very important and good comments and endorsements of some of their satisfied customers. Look at the before and after pictures. RighteousRenovations.com. RighteousRenovations.com. So in communicating to the persuadables in your world, asking the question, why do you think Kate Brown is the most unpopular governor in the country, according to this latest poll? And it's a left-wing poll, folks. This is Morning Consult. This is not a conservative polling organization. Well, the key is not just tying her and Biden's popularity together, unpopularity, as the center part of the argument. It's understanding why. Well, this person writes, this state employee says, the key to communicating effectively is to take the unpopularity as the opportunity to focus on why. Is it because their core values and their policies are unpopular with people, are destructive to families and to communities? This person writes, their unpopularity must be tied to the devastating policies and programs that have negatively affected every man, woman, and child in the state and the country. Now, that is correct, but that's where you come in, because it takes connecting some dots. You have to connect the dots for people sometimes. And that's why having a persuadable this person's absolutely right. It's not just focusing on why Kate Brown is the most unpopular governor in the country. Why? It's helping people understand there's a reason why this is. If you don't like Kate Brown, why? Why is it? Understanding the why is everything. Dale liked the idea that Mike Nierman should run for governor. Oh, my goodness. Tim writes me an email about Kate, about persuading. Number one, when I persuade someone, how do I take action if they are anti-Republican Party? Number two, if someone doesn't trust the Republican Party, why would they vote for the Republican candidate? Number three, how do we persuade the Republican Party? Number four, where do Republican Party representatives come from? Well, let me answer those for you. How do you take action if the person that you're talking with, how do you persuade them to vote for Republican if they're anti-Republican already? Well, we We asked that question in our polling some 9 months ago. Well, almost a year ago. And it people who normally don't vote Republican because they don't like the Republican Party brand are willing to consider voting for Republicans on core issues. I want to go back to what that state employee just said, tying the unpopular Democrats to core issues. The single most important core issue there is your own personal safety. And this is what we saw in our polling. If somebody's anti-Republican, they would consider voting for a Republican if that person had a strong stand in keeping them and their family safe. Number two, if somebody doesn't trust the Republican Party, why would they vote for the Republican candidate? Because the candidate has to be consistent in that message. I'm going to keep you safe. And if Antifa shows up in your neighborhood and Portland or Eugene or Bend cops don't crack down on them and arrest them for threatening people, violating the law, rioting, I'll send in the state cops and the National Guard if I have to, and we'll keep you safe. That's that consistency in message. How do we persuade the Republican Party? Number three. Well, that's to those of us who are in the Republican Party to communicate to our Republican leaders. We want you to take a stand. And do it in a meaningful way. And we want you to then communicate that to the Republican consultants that often get it wrong in this state. And frankly, we want you as the Republican Party leaders to start engaging in ideas that make a difference. Like maybe doing a little polling of your own. And then using that polling to energize the Republican Party faithful, elected PCPs, to actually go out and do something. Now, some of these county parties in Oregon are pretty good at that. Others are lousy. It's all about leadership. So we need strong leadership from the Republican Party of Oregon. And then finally, where do the Republican Party representatives come from? They come from us in the party. And that's where you come in. You know what? If you don't like the Republic, if you're a Republican and you don't like what the Republican Party is doing, then why don't you change it? How do you do that? You get elected or appointed to be a PCP. And then you put in place, you stand up loudly, proclaim what you think ought to be done, and you start voting for leadership that will do what you know people want. And how do you know that? Because you have persuasive conversations with people. You're listening to them. You're asking intelligent questions. And people are responding. That's how you know. And that's how you know what to do. There's a great story today. We're not going to get over it today. Maybe we get to it tomorrow. It's about this email I got from David about Jesus not being a wimp. So those of us that are quote-unquote Christians being involved in politics, how are we involved in politics? And then there's another story about obsessing over the health of the nation conjures some very dark places. History's repeating itself right now in Germany, folks. And if you're a vaccine dissident, you don't want the shot, people are beginning to hate you in Germany and in Oregon. Talk to you tomorrow.